First of all, a podcast takes a lot of work, okay? You have to organize the guests, you have to do a Google Calendar, and you build a following. It takes a long fucking time, and I've been working on it for a while.
Hello, podcasters. Welcome back, or welcome to I Don't Care the Podcast. I'm your girl, Alexia DiStefano. I think that I am coming near 100 episodes. 100 fucking episodes, 100 weeks of hosting I Don't Care the Podcast. 100 weeks of talking about different things to the camera for an hour. 100 weeks of sporadically having different guests on, talking about advice in the acting industry and this and that. 100 weeks of doing so many different things, and it has been amazing. It has been super fun. It's been something that I've really enjoyed doing. As we reach 100 weeks, I think this is episode 96 or 97, but I need a break. I need a break. I do, because I am getting to a point with these episodes in the podcast. I think I see a spider, which is honestly, like, so on point and on topic for the show. But if that blob on the floor starts to move, I will have a problem. But going back, yeah, I've been doing this for a long time now, and I'm getting exhausted. I'm getting less creative with the content. I'm getting more lazy with the content, and my Instagram skills and the reels and whatnot. I'm just not entirely into it like how I was at the start. And because of that, I think I need to take a break, whether it be a permanent break or a short-term break. I believe it's what needs to happen. And, you know, I didn't want to do that because I'm proud about the fact that I haven't missed a week. Even if episodes come out late, like this one, I haven't missed a week. And it is so important for me to kind of keep any form of memorabilia for older Alexia. And this is part of that. And my journaling, like, those two things, podcasting and journaling, are not so much for me now, but more for me in the future. So to sort of want to pause on it is kind of a big deal for me. But again, I think it's necessary. And if I take a month or two off and I come back and I'm feeling restored and regenerated and I'm feeling happy and ready to put out new content, then the break was honestly worth it. And if I decide, you know what, this break is going to be indefinite, then that's what I needed to happen too. I'm not 100% on this yet because, again, I don't want to not podcast anymore. But I just feel like I'm sort of at this standstill where I'm just not enjoying it as much as I was. And it's important for me to always do things that I enjoy. So maybe this means I have to think of another project to start and work on. And it's not a bad thing to get bored of something. I mean, I've been doing this for over a year now. I've been doing this for a while. It's not like I spent all this money on the podcast and I've been, you know, wasting my time and stuff and wasting my money. It's not a waste because I have so many episodes behind me. So I don't know. I'm not 100% set in stone yet. I know I'm the type of person when I stop something, it's really hard for me to go back to it. So I do sort of have hesitation on if I have the intentions to only take a break for a month. If when that time comes, will I actually go back is my biggest concern and my biggest question. Because I don't know. But we're not there yet, and we still have episodes left. And maybe I won't take a break after all. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but a break might be what it's going to be. But before then, we've got our advice segment, Listen Bitch, to get done. And there are still quite a few cards to go. So if I do take a break, that means that we won't get through all these Listen Bitch affirmation advice segments. This one's asking for it. Listen, bitch, you've come so far. Keep bettering. Sorry. Listen, bitch, you've come so far. Keep betting on yourself. I can't help but feel like that, you know, just sort of speaks on what I just said. My sort of break. It says, you've come so far. Keep betting on yourself. That doesn't necessarily mean in terms of my situation that I need to continue forward. I need to better myself, which means I really need to take time and figure out what that looks like for me. Is bettering myself taking a break? Is bettering myself continuing on? Is bettering myself completely moving on from the podcast and thinking of another project to start and work on and fall in love with? I don't know. But in terms of this for everyone else, I mean, yeah. Whether you are 20 years old, 15 years old, 30 years old, 80 years old, you've come so far. I don't think there's ever a point in life where we go, yep, I'm done. I'm as good as I'll get. I'm as smart as I'll ever be. I know everything. That's it. I don't need to better myself. No, maybe you do when you're like in your 90s and you're like, no, literally, this is it. This is it. But I don't know. I don't know if we actually ever get to that point, or if even when you are 90, you're like, no, this feels like it has to be it. But I would still love to learn more. I could still learn more. We always are able to better ourselves. The biggest thing about that is, it's not about whether or not you can better yourself or not, because that we can do, but it's whether or not you're willing to better yourself. It's whether or not you're willing to spend that time on yourself to grow, to learn more, to become better at whatever it is you want to do, or just as a human in general. So it's not so much about if, because we absolutely can. We can grow in any way, shape, or form that we set our minds to. But that's the key. We have to set our minds to it. Because if you just say, yeah, I'm going to do this, but you're not actually willing to, or you don't have the desire to, then chances are you're not actually going to do that thing. Or maybe you will, but you won't succeed and it won't be successful, if that makes sense. You know what? Because I might take a break, we are going to do one more card. It's a big deal. This is the first time in history, podcast, I don't care the podcast history, that I am doing two advice cards in one sitting. Okay. Listen, bitch. No one else is dwelling on your mistakes. Move the fuck on. Whoa. Whoa, this is a hard-hitting card. No one else is dwelling on your mistakes. Move the fuck on. Wow. Unless your mistakes directly impact someone else's life, like driving drunk and getting in a car accident and, you know, permanently injuring or killing someone, yeah, that's a mistake that you should never not dwell on. And that you absolutely did impact other people. But if you made a mistake that you are holding to your grave, and it's not as serious as, you know, killing someone, Just think, no one else is thinking about that. I mean, really think about it. Whose mistakes do you hold so close to you? Because I can't think of anybody else's mistakes. Really, I can't think of something that someone else did that was wrong that I'm thinking of for the rest of my life. But I can think of things that I've done that I hold so tightly because I fucked up in one way or another. But no one else is thinking about that because it doesn't actually fucking matter. And at the end of the day, that was the past. And I know so much of the time people live in the past or we live in the future. And the whole goal of life, I suppose, is to live in the now, to live in the moment that you actually can impact. You can't change yesterday and you can't predict tomorrow. But what you can do is be present and cherish the moments that you have now. You can be excited for the future. You can be happy for the past. You can be whatever the fuck you want to be. But what are you spending and consuming your time thinking about? That's what really matters. If it's those mistakes, why? Those mistakes led you to be the person that you are today, just like the victories. And again, unless you didn't severely impact someone else's life in a negative way, then give yourself grace. Forgive yourself. And that's not easy. And you know, that's not always the right way to do things. I suppose therapy, working on it, talking, healing, apologizing, whatever sort of tactics you need to get to a goal, you should be able to do. I think it's a really beautiful thing to give yourself grace. And giving yourself grace is something you should always work towards. Okay, O.J. Simpson died, everyone. Wow. When I heard that, I was shocked. Because he's someone who, in my head, was dead already. Like, obviously, I knew he was alive and I knew he wasn't. But he became, rightfully so, completely irrelevant. Honestly, just like a joke. And the glove doesn't fit. Like, right? People sort of made a joke out of him. I mean, rightfully so. You don't murder someone or possibly more than one person and become idolized. And I know that's something that happens a lot. People love Jeffrey Dahmer. People love Ted Bundy. People love Robert Pickton. I mean, people do idolize serial killers. And I think it's weird. I don't idolize them. I definitely appreciate the TV shows and movies that have come out about them. I do love watching that. And I do find it extremely interesting what the mind of a serial killer is like. I think it's definitely something worth studying, worth getting to know. But by no means am I idolizing a murderer. And a lot of the time, these days especially, that is something that happens. People just idolize terrible, terrible people. And so the fact that that didn't happen with O.J. Simpson, A, hallelujah, but also made him irrelevant. Again, that was a good thing. So when I found out that he died, I was just like, oh, yeah, yeah. But then it's just interesting because he has so many ties with the Kardashians and the Jenners that I'm like, I wonder if they're grieving. I wonder if they care at all. I wonder if they're celebrating. Like, what is that sort of like? Again, because they were so close. Like, Kim was sort of there throughout the whole trial. And I can't remember, but I think they sort of looked up to him in sort of an uncle way. So I wonder what that is like for them, finding out that this man who helped sort of you guys get the fame that you have, because their dad was famously working on the case. He was O.J. Simpson's lawyer. That definitely helped them gain the fame that they had. I mean, everyone can say Kim Kardashian's sex tape, sure, But she was still someone before that, you know? Like, you don't just get to hang out with Paris Hilton with being a nobody, right? Like, she was still somewhat of a name. It wasn't until, you know, the sex tape, I guess, that she blew up. Although, I actually don't associate the sex tape to Kim's success at all. I guess it helped give her that instant fame. But there is just no way that the longevity of her career could have ever been just because of the sex tape, you know? We have to give her, well, we don't have to. No one has to do anything, and I won't. Especially because I believe she's supporting Israel. So I especially don't consume anything Kardashian right now. But I will say, she works really hard, and she's very savvy and smart when it comes to making money and being a businesswoman. So maybe the sex tape helped propel her career, but it absolutely is not the only reason why she is who she is, because if it was, we would have forgotten about her millennia ago. That's just how shit works. So yeah, OJ's dead. Some are celebrating, some are mourning, and others are living in the middle. Doesn't affect me, so I'll live in the middle. This is sort of going to be an all over the place podcast episode. I just have some things that I want to update you on personally as well. So this is just going to be sort of an update kind of episode. I have been climbing more often, bouldering. I sort of love it. I'm not good at it yet, but I have potential to be good at it. And that counts for a lot. So I've been hitting zeros. It's called flash when you get to the top on your first try. So I've been flashing zeros pretty much no problem. And the ones I think I flashed like 1-1, but the ones are definitely trickier than the zeros. So they go by levels. So level 0, level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5, level 6, level 7, and then some places have a level 8. So the people I'm going with are working on the like 4, 5, 6, 7s. Like the people I go with are really good. Which you might think is extra scary and not helpful for me. It's extremely helpful because little old Alexia is working on zeros one and ones, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I have the pros over here guiding me and helping me, and it's essentially me getting free training. I'm getting free bouldering classes, and I couldn't be any happier. I have a strong lower body, my legs are strong, and my arms are frail and weak, and I get to work on that. I get to build my arm muscles. I'm pretty impressed with myself, you guys. Like, I'm climbing the fucking walls. I'm climbing the fucking walls. I'm free climbing. I'm not doing good, and I'm not always getting far, but I'm surprising myself on my arm strength. When I'm there and I'm like, there's no way I can grab onto the next arm thing. Like, there is just no possible way. And then I do it. And I'm like, huh, yeah, I did that. Meanwhile, then the person I'm with is doing a 7. And I'm like, I'll get there. No, I don't know if I'll ever get to a 7. But a 3 would be really cool. A 3 would be really cool. So the other day I attempted a 2 and I did not succeed remotely, but I was able to sort of practice different techniques and strategies than I would have if I stuck to the zeros and ones. I do need to do more ones. I kind of skipped over the ones and just went straight to the twos. And they switch up. The wall, I think, like, once a week they switch a different color is what I hear, which sucks because I really want to do that too. I want to continue on that too. But again, like, the great thing is that I'm building skill, technique, and muscle. And that's the biggest thing. I could never just do a seven because I don't have the muscle to do the seven. And yeah, I don't have the technique. But even if someone were to tell me exactly what to do to succeed a seven, I couldn't succeed because I don't have the muscle, which is what I'm realizing with the two, is I'm getting the technique. They're showing me, they're teaching me, they're guiding me, and I'm getting it. But when push comes to shove, I need to rely on my arm strength. And there is absolutely no way that I, Alexia DiStefano, could rely on my arm strength right now. So I will not. So the first time I went bouldering was with Hewat. And we podcasted the day of that we went. And it was a lot of fun, but we were not, I wouldn't say we became pros by the end of it. And then I met these people and I went with them. And that's when I started to have fun with it because they were there to help me. And then I went again with them. And it's actually a lot of fun when I go with people who are better than me because I do get that help. So that's another sort of update on my life, is I'm becoming a bouldering queen. Yeah. I am this person. I'm going to be very, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Blasé comes to mind. Is that even a word? It's definitely not the word I'm looking for. I'm going to be very nonchalant, I guess. It's still not the word I want, but it's good enough. I'm going to be quite nonchalant when I talk about these new people. Because it's none of your fucking business. No, because I want to be nonchalant. I want to be private. None of these are the words I'm looking for. But I hope you get what I'm trying to put down. This person did a bouldering competition, and this person that I know very well got third place out of this bouldering competition with over 50 people, 50 men, the men category. And whoa, that's crazy, because I'm out here attempting the zeros, ones, and twos. Meanwhile, this person that I know outclimbed like 47 people. That's pretty fucking fantastic. So how the competition worked, because I know you guys are on the edge of your seat to find out, was there were 32, what are they called? Like colors? There were 32 sets of climbable walls. What the fuck am I? 32 different oh my god, I'm having a seizure over here. There were 32 sets, so there were 32 different things to climb. One easiest, 32 hardest. And it doesn't matter how many you climb, and it doesn't matter how quickly you climb. It just the results are from your top five climbs. So you could do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and calculate the scores. So the ones 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you would probably get 60 points if you did it in your first try. And if you did it in your sixth try, you might get 10 points or something. And then you would calculate that, and that would be your sort of end goal. But the harder they get, the more points you get. And if you do it in your first try, you get more points than if you were to do it in your second, third, fourth, fifth, and so on. And they have judges there watching and keeping track of your sort of sheet, your criteria sheet, your marking sheet. And so this person that I'm with, they climbed some pretty hard ones on their first try. And so they got like 80, 80, 80, 80, and then like 75. So they got like over 300 and something points. They were 4 points away from second place. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is really hard to get those 4 points, because that then means you have to do another really hard climb. So yeah, third place. It feels like I got third place, you know? There's nothing better to me than when the people around me succeed. Like when Hiwot succeeds, I succeed. Speaking of Hiwot, Tedla, she FaceTimes me yesterday at a very random time. And I'm concerned. I'm like, why is she FaceTiming me at this time? I know she's at work, or at least she should be. So I pick up immediately and I go, what's wrong? And she's like, well, I'm sitting at my desk and I look up and I go, who is it or where is it? I'm like, what celebrity walked into your work, or where is that damn fucking spider? Right? Those were my two initial options and thoughts. And she flips the camera around, and to my disappointment, it wasn't a celebrity. It, in fact, was a spider on her desk, very, very close to her. And she's like, I don't know what to do. I need to go get paper towel. But the paper towel is in the back of the office, and if I leave, it's going to move. So I said, okay, prop me up. I will watch the spider. If it moves, I will be able to see what direction it went into while you go get the paper towel. So this is bringing back mouse memories. If you don't know, there's an episode called Hiwot versus Mouse versus Mark Wahlberg. And that's a good episode to listen to. I was getting flashbacks from the mouse era. And so she goes to the back. I'm watching this spider. Okay. It's not moving. Thank God. Because I really would have been helpless. I would have been able to tell her what direction, but that's not all the information you want to know, you know? She comes back and I'm like, you need to get something hard so you can hit it. And so she's looking around. She's looking around and she settles for a fucking woven basket. And I didn't want to tell her that that was a very bad choice. Like a stapler, a cup, your water bottle, anything would have been better than a woven basket. So she tries to murder the spider with her woven basket. And shocker, the spider ran away. Oh my God, who would have thought? And when I say run, I mean shit was faster than a cheetah. It bolted away. And she's screaming. I'm screaming on the other side of the phone. I'm sweating. She's sweating. We don't know what to do. We don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know where it went. And we're looking, we're looking, we're looking. She finds it. She shows it to me. And it starts to crawl. And I say, Hiwot, grab anything and fucking beat it up. And she just puts the paper towel over it and she hits it with her hand. And I go, great. Now, just in case that didn't work, take that stapler and just pound it over top the paper towel. So she's hitting it. She's hitting it. And she's hitting it. And she goes, I can't look. And I go, okay. Lift up the paper towel slowly. And I will look for you. Now, this is a big deal because in case you don't know me, I am absolutely terrified of spiders. The fact that there's possibly one on the floor, I watch the podcast on YouTube. I'm constantly looking over in its direction. I am not good with spiders, but for Hiwot Tedla, I will look. And I'm protected. I'm through a phone. So I do. And I see its dead corpse. And we successfully fucking killed it. Call me a murderer. I guess I wasn't the murderer. Call me, oh my God. What are the words today? Not associated murderer. Oh, you guys know. Ugh, I can barely speak today. That's when you know the episode needs to come to a close pretty soon. Yeah. I also want to briefly touch on the fact that Taylor Swift is coming out with her album this week. And I'm not ready emotionally, physically, mentally for her album to drop and to be the top 100 fucking on Billboard 100. It's going to be all of them. Does she have 100 coming out? No, but somehow all of her songs are going to fill up the whole fucking 100 Billboard thing, okay? And I am just not ready because Ariana's got great music. Beyonce just came out with great music. Like, there is so much greatness in the world to be appreciative of, and we don't need Taylor Swift to just consume the entire Billboard Hot 100. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not jealous. Ariana killed it. You know, Ariana does kill it. I'm just saying. I'm personally not prepared for everything Taylor to start happening again. You know, it's just like, take a break, Taylor. Take a break, girl. You're not going nowhere. If you take 2 years off, I promise you, your fans will still be there. If you need to take time, take time. Take it. What are you doing? What are you doing, Taylor? Album after album after album. I think you need a break. I think that's what you need. Take a chill pill. Give everyone else a chance. Again. Even if you released an album the same day as Ariana Grande, I'm not worried. I'm just not ready for everything to be Taylor Swift again. It's giving me a headache. It's giving me a headache. Speaking of, I'm developing a migraine. I'm hungry. So I really do need to skedaddle because I have somewhere to be and I don't want to be at the place I need to be with migraine, so I need to eat. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. Start drinking, everyone. Speaking of drinks, I'm a whiskey girl. Speaking of whiskey, it's my birthday next month, and I don't know what to do for it. A part of me wants to go to the club. I hate the club, but a part of me wants to do that. My 21st birthday, of course I should go to the club. Another part of me wants to do karaoke night. Another part of me wants to do nothing. So I'm not sure where I'm at. I don't know. Any advice, any suggestions, anything would be appreciated. One more update before I go. I got roller skates. And I don't know how to use them yet. But I will learn. And I'm going to leave you on that, like, cliffhanger. Bye.